Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Essential NLP. Today I'm going to be talking about some extraordinary stuff I've been discovering as I develop the ideas of the coach that's always there and inner wisdom techniques, brand new ideas within NLP. What I found was quite often you'd help someone into a state. We've talked a lot about states, and the common states that people would want to get into would be stuff like being confident, being calm, having a sense of humor, sense of perspective. Those are three or four of the biggest ones that most people need most of the time. And they're great states. They're amazing states. States we're very often not in enough of the time. But what I discovered was there's some extra states that I kept on stumbling across that really transformed things, really changed things up on a massive degree. They were like catalysts for change, almost like a wormhole that suddenly you'd find change just occurred almost magically. So I thought you'd be interested in these states. They are called gateway states in that they open up something much, much bigger than just being more confident or more calm or more relaxed. So I'm going to go through some of the gateway states, but that's a general introduction. Gateway states really up the potential for change. So imagine you get into the state of calm. That's great. But what if you were able to get into the state of what we call shift? Now, shift is those rare moments in life where suddenly everything changes. So if you've ever worked with a great coach, a great counselor, a great therapist, done the lightning process, or had some major event in your life when suddenly limitations that you felt were insurmountable, obstacles that seemed impossible to get over, you found a way through them. And in that moment, it's almost like the door is flung wide open and this incredible possibility shows up. A new complete avenue, a complete left turn, a new horizon, just something extraordinary. It's like, well, if this can change, I wonder what else can change. That is the state of shift. So I'd like to guide you through this. Take a few moments to think about a time for you that fits this. So not just a time of shift or change in like, oh, life was a bit better, like something revolutionary occurred in your life where almost everything tilted on its axis. It was like, whoa, wait a minute, this redefines what's possible in my future. Take yourself back to that. And as you do, just allow yourself to settle on a moment for you, which just shows up as one of those moments of absolute transition where you go from one phase of your life to another, where things you believed were true shifted, where opportunities showed up in ways it never had before. It could be getting over a serious illness. It could be deciding to leave a relationship or start a new career or meeting a new person and life being completely different. But as you connect with that, feel what that feels like, really get a sense of what that feels like. If you have a kind of a gesture, as often people do when they think about stuff like this, then do that gesture. This will act as an anchor. We talked about anchors before. So some people, like when they go shift, they're like, whoa, and that's just by doing that movement connects them with them. So I think for you, what is a gesture that connects you with this extraordinariness? And then ask yourself, where would it be so super cool and useful to have this in your life? Where do you feel stuck? Where, let's say you have a health issue and just can't get around it. What if you were able to channel that sense of shift where everything changes into this problem, into this issue? How would that shift and change how you feel about how this could be dealt with in a different way? What opportunities, what creative thoughts come out of just connecting with this idea of, I've already had moments in my life where I thought things were impossible and then discovered they weren't. If you bring that to this stuck place, this thing you're dealing with, and really channel, really connect with, immerse yourself in this sense of the universe being fluid and flexible and being much more interesting and different than you might have imagined. If you bring that into this moment, to this issue, notice how it changes it, how it shifts it, how it allows for something different just by connecting with that. And that's so much more than just feeling confident or relaxed or having perspective, which are all great states. Getting into shift in addition to confidence transforms what happens next, because now you're coming at this with this kind of superpower of, I am someone who makes change. I've seen this, I've experienced this, I've tasted this already. And if I can do it there, why can I not do it here? What happens when I bring this to this moment? And the origin of this work was working with people who'd done the lightning process, which is one of the things I've developed and designed, who have this sense of shift where they go from being ill and told nothing will change and you just have to deal with it. And they discover their health. They go running, they climb a mountain, and they're like, whoa. And when they track back to that moment, the single moment where they suddenly realized their life was possible again, from being ill and limited to, wow, I remember that moment where I thought, yes, I can do stuff. What I discovered working with them later, when we were doing other stuff that needed to be dealt with, as people find in their lives, that getting them back into this state of shift was such a superpower for them. It just made everything change so much more rapidly because they had such a tangible experience of the shiftingness, how things can change. And when you pull that into where you need it, to the places and spaces where you really need it, then life is completely different. So think a little bit today about shift. Where are your moments of shift? These incredible resources. And where would it be really, really valuable to put these in? Let me know what you think. And as always, do subscribe to the podcast. That gets you the latest episodes delivered straight to your device. And send me any questions you have. I'll see you on the next one, where I'll be talking about the next gateway state I want to introduce you to. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye now.
Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.